The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 2, Gráinne and the Cauldron of Dagda, by Triona Campbell. Episode 1.
Tell me a story, Granny Gráinne, please.
Are you sure? Sometimes my stories can be a bit frightening, Muckery.
Please, tell me about the first time you went to sea, Granny. I want to hear that one.
Well, your mother suggested this book. But all right, settle in. Let me tell you how it began. But I warn you, this is not a story for the faint of heart. I was at a party.
On a boat?
Shh. Child, do you want to tell this story, or shall I?
Sorry, Granny.
As I was saying, at that time, things were not as they are now. I was at a celebration. Candles in the main hall glowed. Music and the smell of cakes were in the air. Madra was, as usual, hiding underneath the long table, eating everything she could get her paws on. Everyone was there. Flaherty had just turned 14. His birthday and the present my father gave him. A gift I wanted very much for myself. That is where this story begins.
1, 2, 3. Over here.
Where?
This way.
Where are you, Gráinne? I can't see you.
I'm going to win.
1, 2, 3. I can see your eyes.
You cannot.
Have a game of cards.
Play another game with us.
Are you not too old to be playing blind man's bluff?
Never.
She wants to play because she always wins.
I can't help it if I'm better at sensing things.
It's because she cheats.
You lose because you lack imagination. I win fair and square. Play again and you'll see.
First, I need to give Flaherty his birthday gift.
Chief?
It's time. You asked before and now I think you are ready. Flaherty, I've written to your parents and they have agreed. You can join us on our next trading voyage. We set sail in 2 days.
A voyage?
Yes. You do as the captain tells you and you will learn from the best, Flaherty. Donal will also be with us and he can talk us through how we trade when we get to Lisbon.
Thank you. It's the best birthday present I could ask for. Gráinne, can you believe it? I'm going on a voyage.
I'm happy for you, Flaherty.
Now, Gráinne, what was that game you wanted us to play?
Sorry, Father. I've just seen Madras under the long table again. I should get her out before she eats herself sick.
Gráinne.
Gráinne, play with us.
I'll be back. Madra, turn show. It's just you and me, Madra.
Gráinne.
Mother.
I saw you leave the party, child. That's not like you.
Madra was...
Don't try and fool me. You're upset.
Dad is bringing Flaherty on his next voyage.
He's 14 now, Gráinne.
And when I'm 14?
We talked about this, Gráinne. It's different for you. Flaherty has wanted this for a long time. Can't you be happy for him?
And what about me?
Oh, Machree. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. You can sail around the islands. Just not on long voyages. You know your father's men are superstitious. Isn't what you have enough? Come. Let's go back to the party. Go inside. Smile for our guests.
There you are, Gráinne. Isn't it amazing?
Yes. I'm happy for you, Flaherty. What's that sound? Madra?
Gráinne.
Druid? Is this a dream?
Something in between, child. I needed to speak with you.
Why?
I can't stay too long. I'm here to give you a warning, Gráinne.
So, this is a nightmare then?
Youth wasted on the young, quiet and listen. There is an evil on the ocean. It will cause a terrible hunger to come to your lands. You have to stop it.
I don't understand.
But you would understand if you listened instead of interrupting. The natural order is out of balance. There is much to say, but... but my power is fading.
Druid? Druid? It must have been a dream. What do you think it meant?
Your dream?
It was like a dream, but different. I mean, I can recall everything the druid said. I don't usually remember my dreams.
I think it means that you ate too much. That's all.
But it felt real.
What felt real?
Nothing, Mother.
Grania had a bad dream.
Flaherty!
It's your mother, Grania. She'll get out of you eventually. You know that.
It was just a dream. I saw the druid. He was trying to send me a warning about evil on the seas. Hunger coming to the land. It sounds silly.
Dreams sometimes have hidden meanings, McCree. Are you worried about your father going on this voyage?
No. I mean, he's done it before with Donal.
Then don't fret, Grania. With Flaherty beside them, I'm sure everything will be all right. Now you're supposed to be at lessons.
Slán, Flaherty.
Slán.
Come on, Madra.
But the feeling that the dream was real still wouldn't leave me. Later, as I went to bed, I heard my mother and father talking.
Grania told you about her vision. She has a wild imagination.
It's just a dream, nothing to worry about.
Still, the druid. It wouldn't hurt to leave your voyage off for a few weeks, just in case.
I can't.
Why not? The seas are calm at this time of year. A few weeks won't matter.
There are reports from the village.
Of what?
Crops are failing. We haven't said anything to the tribe in case there's a panic, but we will need to soon. If we wait and tell people once we've stocked up the storehouses with enough for the winter from the trading voyage, then people will feel safe. It won't matter so much that the crops failed.
Promise me you'll be careful.
That night, Machree, my dreams were nightmares.
Grania. Grania.
Druid?
Yes, my child. It's me. I found a way back. I have a lot to tell you and not much time, so please listen this time. No interruptions, you hear me?
I'm listening.
Your life and that of the people depends on it. Trust me, Grania. You were the only one who could save them. Once, a long time ago, the Tuatha De Danann left a magical treasure on this land. You called it the Cauldron of Dagda.
The Quirra on Chic. I remember the story. A cauldron that would keep producing food so no one would go hungry. But it was a myth. A tale for children.
All legends start with a grain of truth in them, Grania. The cauldron exists. It has been here for centuries now. Deep within the forest, controlling the balance that lies in these lands. Making sure that the crops grow and the seas are rich with fish. It is very powerful. A magic capable of great good. Or evil in the wrong hands. I keep a small part of it with me. Here, take this.
Your necklace? It's beautiful, but...
It is a piece of the cauldron. It will guide you to the rest. A pirate called Alday has stolen the Cauldron of Dagda from this land. Someone who knows the old ways is helping him, but I can't see who. Now you must find the cauldron, Grania. You hear me? Return it to our lands before the next full moon.
Why me?
Well, because you are the only one that I trust. I don't know who helped Alday or why, but your heart is pure, little one, and you're brave. I knew that as soon as you and that old Flaherty came to my forest. Do you think I let everybody see me?
But...
Your destiny and that of this land are linked. You must return the cauldron to the forest by the time of the full moon, or else all is lost, child. You hear me? It will be dangerous, little one, if you fail. All will be lost.
Druid.
Lost. You hear me?
I don't want to.
Lost.
Druid?
Did you, Granny Grania? Did you find the cauldron and bring it back?
Machree, that is a tale for another day.
The Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen Season 2 was produced by Roundstone Media for RTE Radio Junior. The series is funded by RTE Radio and the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.